Holos Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dáme i pánové. I vítajte na reláciu Holos Rusinil Amerika. Prichodím k vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodine u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodine u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Palovka. A dneska je nedíľa 18. februára 2024. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Holos Rusinil Amerika. Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday over the internet waves of Russian FM at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, and as always, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, and today is Sunday, February 18th, 2024. Just a programming note, upcoming the 10th, 17th, and 24th of March, those Sundays, this broadcast will be at 4:30 p.m. We spring our clocks forward starting the 10th of March, but in Europe, they don't do that until the 31st of March. So those days, March 10, March 17, March 24, we will be on at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. Since it is the first Sunday of the Great Fast for those of us on the new calendar, we start with a few Lenten hymns. First, we have Preter Pivi za nas strasi, having suffered the passion for us, and Pod Hrest Tvoj staju, beneath your cross I stand.
Твої незмірні муки. do žalu pokute, silniejsze od słabry zaudnene, do žalu pokute. O rana twoi, chotia bezhlasna ty, кличу до мене, зі зову всегда, до твоєї милости. Кличу до мене, зі зову всегда, до твоєї милости.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatha Rosen Society, we need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us right here on Rosen FM. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351, or email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com, or you can contribute by going to our parent page, the Carpatha Rosen Society, c-rs.org, hover over Donate, and click Rosen Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org, Donate, Rosen Heritage Radio Program. We will again be broadcasting two special programs for Easter, the first on Sunday, the 31st of March, and the second one on Sunday, May 5th. If you're interested in sponsoring one of those programs in full or in part, or again, would like to make a donation, call me at 412-877-9351. Email me, dean.paloka@gmail.com, or go to our webpage, c-rs.org, Donate, Rosen Heritage Radio Program. Very happy birthday wishes go out to fellow broadcaster here on Rosen FM, Anna Kuzmiakova. Anna celebrated her birthday yesterday, February 17th. She was born in Stranjane, which is close to Stara Ljubovnja in Spiš County. She was a teacher in Jakubiane, then came to Prešov and worked in the editorial office of the Ukrainian newspaper Nove Zhitya before Rusins were allowed to exist. After the fall of communism, when Rusinska Obroda was found, she was the editor of the Narodne Novinka, as well as president of Rusinska Obroda from 2001 to 2006. She organized many events in the area. She also founded the newspaper Info Rusin, co-authored many books, as well as a CD of Rusin songs, national Rusin songs like Ya Rusin Bu, Podkarpatskiye Rusine, Mnohaya Lita, and much more. She also was very kind to me when I studied there in 1993, 1994, and all the subsequent trips I made to Slovakia in the late 90s and early 2000s, helped me with my research, getting music, getting pictures, getting interviews, dances, and so forth. So, Anna, we'd like to wish you a very happy birthday. And we have a Mnohaya Lita and the song Rusin from the CD that you helped to create. After that, we have Pila Ya Palinku by Anna's good friends, Anna Porachova and Maria Machoshkova. Chotil bym winchovati Anne Kuzmiakovoj všetko najlepšie k narodeninám. Včera, na 17. februára, oslavovala Anna svoja narodeniny. Anna je moja milá priateľko. Keď ja študoval u Priašovi v roku 93 aj 94, Anna byla redaktorka časopis Národne novinky aj čerez roky mnoho mi pomáhala. Od srdca tobi ďakujú za pomoci. Anna, vinčujú tobi misno zdorovľa, serenča i všetko najlepšie k narodeninám. Mnohaja i blahaja lita. Anna, pro tobi máme dve selekcii od srdečka, že jes pomáhala vytvoriti hymnické spevy Rusiniu mame mnoha elita i Rusin. A potim mame pila ja palinku od Ani Poračovoj i Marka Mačoškovoj. I ši raz venčuju všetko najlipše k narodeninam. Mnohaja i blahaja elita Anna Kuzmiakova.
Будут пить, пила я.
On today's Historic Focus, we talk about political activist of Russian national orientation in the Preshow region and Podkarpatska Rus, Vasil Karaman. Vasil Karaman was born May 21, 1903, in the village of Nyago in Upper Zemplin County. Nyago back then was in the Hungarian Kingdom, today in northeastern Slovakia, not far from Medziliborce. After completing his education in Podkarpatska Rus at the Commercial Academy in Mukachevo, Karaman returned to eastern Slovakia where he worked as a civil servant in Prešov and then in various towns as secretary of the pro-government Agrarian Republican Party. During the post-Munich period of autonomy, he went back to Podkarpatska Rus, serving as secretary to the minister Edmund Baczynski. Karaman was opposed to the pro-Ukrainian policies of the Voloshin government, and in 1938, in November, he was elected chairman of the newly created Central Russian National Council, an alternative political body composed of Russophiles and Rusinophiles, who wished to remain within Czechoslovakia and who were concerned with the increasing Ukrainian terror imposed on the local Russian population by the parliamentary Carpathian Sich. This council did not achieve its aims, and Karaman returned to the Preshow region in January of 1939, where he helped convince local leaders to drop their demands and unite with Podkarpatska Rus because it had become a Ukrainian entity under the Voloshin regime. In Preshow, he joined the Committee of Rusyns, which tried to reach a political accommodation with the Slovak Autonomous Government and later the Slovak State. Always under suspicion for his pro-Eastern orientation, Karaman was imprisoned by the Slovak authorities for a year and a half between 1941 and 1942. Not long after his release, he became one of the founding members of the anti-fascist coalition set up in September 1943 by Preshow Region Rusyns, the Carpatho-Russian Autonomous Council for National Liberation, or Krasno for short. By early 1945, Karaman was working as a translator for the Soviet Army, and in March 1945, he was elected founding chairman of the Ukrainian National Council of the Preshow region and editor of its official Russian language organ, Prayshevshchina. He hoped the government would recognize the council as the representative organ of the Russian population within post-war Czechoslovakia, which he expected would be reconstructed on the basis of equality amongst Czechs, Slovaks, and Rusyns. Such an approach was rejected by the governing Slovak National Council in Bratislava in 1947. However, and after the communists came to power in February 1948, they set in motion a plan to abolish the Ukrainian National Council. Karaman was removed as chairman in 1949, and together with other non-communist members, was accused of being an anti-Soviet, Ukrainian bourgeois nationalist. The charges were obviously without any basis. Karaman had always been a Russophile, and by the end of World War II, he had become convinced that the future of his Russian people, as well as that of Czechoslovakia, could only be guaranteed in close alliance with the Soviet Union. But as a non-communist, Karaman was, during the last decade of his life, completely isolated from political and cultural life in the Brezhnev region. Vasil Karaman died on Christmas Day, December 25, 1961, in Brezhnev.
Бійтеня, ріжтеня, робте мій, що хочете.
От мого милого дня не достанете, от мого милого дня не достанете.
Іванку, Іванку, любой свою марту.
Бо в світі не найдеш собі таку парку, бо в світі не найдеш собі таку парку.
Мене хочеш за свою жіночку.
Не можеш, не можеш пити, паниночко. Не можеш, не можеш пити, паниночко.
Мусиш ти, Іванку, лем мене слухати.
Не бити, не бити, лем мене любити. Не бити, не бити, лем мене любити.
Я би дала тебе взяв, тебе взяв.
А хто буде дитятко колисо? Це я милий за жену, лень я за нього не піду, лень я за нього не піду. Це я милий за жену, лень я за нього не піду, лень я за нього не піду.
Мам, я до вас стара, мать старого, мам.
Одна буде дитятко колисо.
Thank you. from another land. Your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the DCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the DCU functions.
Well, I joined the DCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life, GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCU USA. GCU USA, where you can also check out the February edition of the GCU magazine. So once again, that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. 1-800-722-4428. For those of you that live in our home base city of Pittsburgh, the University of Pittsburgh will be holding its annual Spring Festival of the Egg. This will take place Sunday, March 10th at the William Pitt Student Union, beginning at 12 noon and running until 4 p.m. Admission is free and the Carpathia Russins will be represented. So that is Sunday, March 10th, the University of Pittsburgh's Spring Festival of the Egg at the William Pitt Student Union from 12 p.m. until 4 p.m. And on the next Sunday, the 17th of March, the 17th Egg Extravaganza will take place from 12 noon until 4 p.m. This free event is sponsored by the GCU of St. John Church, St. John Social Ministry, and St. John Ethnic Craft Club. This egg extravaganza will take place at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Social Hall, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Egg artists will display, demonstrate, and sell decorated eggs, Easter items such as embroidered basket covers, lamb butter molds, and decorated candles. There will be other crafts for purchase, children's Easter theme activities, explanation of traditional Easter foods for basket blessing. There will be a Lenten lunch menu, baked goods including long rolls and more. There will be workshops on making pisanka, fundraising activities, and door prizes. St. John's is handicapped accessible, and for more information on the 17th Egg Extravaganza taking place at St. John's in Uniontown on Sunday, March 17th from noon until 4 p.m., please call 724-438-1382, 724-438-1382. Don't forget to support your local Slavic church, whether it's Byzantine Catholic, Orthodox, or whatever, that has Pirohi, Halushka, or other Lenten favorites. Please support the church, and if you live in our home base city of Pittsburgh, check out Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Churches, Pirohi. They sell them on Fridays during the Great Fast. And to get all the prices and information, please give them a call at 412-331-5155. That's Holy Ghost Byzantine Catholic Churches, Pirohi Project this Lent, 412-331-5155. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinyo America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, right here on Russian FM for another broadcast. If you would like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, please go to our webpage, c-rsmedia.org, c-rsmedia.org, or visit our parent site, the Carpatho Russian Society, c-rs.org, c-rs.org, and listen to Russin FM any time of the day or night log on to your computer and go to russin.fm, or on your smartphone or your mobile device, go to your app store and download the app, Russin FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesia krasna tyzden. Z Bohom.
Або на медведя, то це з ним раз-два обрахую на них. У мене є ножі, пістолета, криз. Хоч би 100, то мені не страх. Ну, як буде нам де напало опришки, то це не бою, бо ніколи їх не зачіпаю. Добре, з ними живу, то не страх, а ще й вигоду з них маю. А якби десь трапив такий ворог, що конче на моє життя насівси, а годіся від нього оборонити, то би дав би йому все наш маєток, лиш би врятувати твоє і моє, і диточе життя. Бо маєток без життя нашого ніць не варт. Не маєток дає життя людям, але люди своїм життям дають маєткові все розвивати. Хлопаки, тримаємо своїх пташечок, намаєм гуцулка! боїтеся, люди, від цього недоброго, що може тисне вас під серце? Маєте попід груди, найде по межі люди. Най кожне стане довбушом вільним газдою свого духа й тіла. Най кожна кобіта стане дзвінкою, най притулиться до свого довбуша і шепче, шепче, шепче йому на вухо нашої файної.
Ой, поплаю, білі вівці, поплаю, поплаю. А я спала з музикантом, бімесі не каю. А я спала з музикантом, та й проспала зорі. А музика у долину, я помалу дорі.
Голоси русинів Америка.